Somehow with Jews, it always comes back to food. And this week's parsha speaks about food. It speaks about the kind of food which is going to grow in the land of Israel. It's a land which is a lush land. But the flip side of this is it's a land which needs rain. It's a land which is blessed with wheat and with barley and with grapes and all kinds of produce. But there's a flip side to this. In order for produce to grow, we need rain. The second chapter of Shema, V'hayayim Shemoa, is introduced in this week's parsha. We're told on the one hand, man can't live on bread alone, when we need other things. But the second chapter of Shema, V'hayayim Shemoa, tells us that if we follow the word of God, rain will come in its proper season. And rain will come which will cause things to grow. Which means the land of Israel is wired, it's hardwired, for spiritual behavior. If we sin, this is a theme that we've seen before, the end of the book of Vayikra, the land will reject us, the land will expel us. Biblical language is the land will vomit us out. Which means there's rules of engagement. This beautiful land needs rain. This beautiful land requires man to lift their heads heavenward and to pray to God and ask for rain. That's part of what's stressed. The land of Egypt had these streams which came from the Nile, which overflowed, and therefore the water, as it were, came from below. It's very different than when the water comes from above. We have to lift up our eyes towards heaven and to request God. But God, of course, has requests for us. And that request is that we follow the rules that God gave us from above. Which means there's a symbiotic relationship between man and God. God provides us, but we need to allow God to provide us. We need to create the situation whereby God will give us the rain, and therefore, by extension, the sustenance and what we need. And therefore, by extension, our ability to eat. Which means it comes down to the food, but the food comes down to religion, because religion comes down to obeying God, and obeying God is something which the land of Israel requires more than other places. I mean, it's interesting because there are people who sensed this or understood this, and therefore when they came to the land of Israel, they decided to try to keep upon themselves, and sometimes try to force for others, the strictest possible interpretations of the law. Because they said to themselves, if we're undeserving, how do we stay here? Personally, I don't think that we need to follow the strictest interpretation on every single case. We need to follow the honest interpretation. Which means God makes it clear to us, hopefully, what it is that we need to do. We don't need to do more than that. We need to do what God requests. If we do what God requests, then we'll be able to, hopefully, God will provide us because of this relationship. And I'm saying that's simply what it says in the second chapter of Shema. That if we follow the will of God, we follow the word of God, we follow the mitzvot, the rain will fall in its season. We live in a time where things are difficult. We take upon ourselves to follow this word of God, and we hope and we pray that God will take notice of what we're doing, of how we're trying to reach out to God, how we try to follow these laws, and hopefully the rain will fall in its proper time, and we'll live in a time that there really will be abundance, and of course then we can get to our favorite part. Let's eat.